Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Hi, it's Linda Ockwell. Jenna here with another SBCN Small Biz Podcast. I'm one of the co-founders of the SBCN, a business networking organization. We'll be celebrating our 19th year this November. First of all, I'd love to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor of this podcast, Brad Poulos, top-selling author of the Small Business Operator's Manual. Today, we have a very interesting guest joining us. He's actually one of the newer SBCN members. We're delighted to have Frank Lee, Director of Kitchener Hypnosis, on the show today. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Linda.
And how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, working. How about you?
Well, I don't call this work. I call this fun, but this is the kind of work I do. So I guess it is fun. So listen, I'm very interested in hypnosis, and it's wonderful you became a member of the SBCN so that basically, you know, you can share with our members and other people exactly who you are. But for the purpose of this podcast, what exactly do you do? I mean, is it like, you know, when you get up on stage and you make us quack like a duck?
Well, that's actually a very interesting question that you would bring that up. Actually, I have an upcoming show coming in August 13th that I think you should come and visit and check out. It's a great way for people to discover the power of suggestibility and just how we can go and relax even when life is happening around us. So that's what we teach on stage. But when we're in the clinic, we help people make positive changes in their life that helps them with quitting smoking, building confidence, weight loss. Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting. Basically, you have a clinic. So does that mean that the clients come to visit you?
Yes. So I have a clinic that people can come to, or they do an online session, depending on what they feel comfortable with. I always recommend people coming into the office because it's a little bit away from like their everyday life. And we have some materials here that we can't do over online.
Okay. So where is your clinic located?
It's located at Unit 4, 180 Northfield Drive in the same plaza as the Shoppers and Sobeys.
Okay, so first of all, I'd love to know why you got into this kind of business, Frank.
Well, I've always wanted to be of service to help people make positive changes. I think that it's invaluable that the amount of people that needs help. And so hypnosis is a different way of actually getting people their results, but in a much shorter time span.
That's very interesting. So basically, do you have to go to like a special kind of university or school for this kind of training?
Well, as a hypnotist, I got trained in the methods taught by the Master Hypnotist Society. You can actually find the local school in Burlington called Hypnosis Training Canada. And it's a whole new experience. We're always constant learners, so we're always learning every single year. I usually go back to class around maybe 5 times a year to go and update, refresh, and to stay focused on where I need to go. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you say you help people, did you say accept changes in the life and you know, are able to move forward? What kind of changes do people kind of get stuck on and can't actually, you know, do themselves without, you know, your kind of help?
So it really depends. Like I have people coming in for many different reasons. I have one that's building confidence, one that has a performance anxiety, even though they've been performing for over 20 years. Some people who are finding themselves stuck in their own thoughts, even though they're trying to like perform. Yeah, there's so many different things that people come for, and it's just fascinating to go and see that there's a little bit of something that we can all use hypnosis for. So like when somebody is holding themselves back because they are in fear of what people would think about them, or in scrutiny, or in comparison. And so it's about how to go and reframe to go and make the positive changes so they don't respond in that way.
So, and again, this sounds terrible, we'll be asking you this question again, but basically, why do you think people have this negative opinion of hypnosis? Because obviously they see, you know, the funny side of it as well on the TV or at the shows, but it's a very serious topic, isn't it? It's a very serious thing to actually, I guess you put someone into a very relaxed state. Is that the way you would describe it?
Well, we call it monoideism, so a single-minded idea. And so this way you have a single goal, single focus and outcome that you want to choose. We discovered that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So a lot of people have a fear around it, because mm-hmm. most people want to have a fear that they'll surrender control mm-hmm. and that they're not in control of their thoughts and feelings. And, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just was given throughout history. There's a couple, a little bit of history about hypnosis that kind of brought that up. Mm-hmm. But all of it was about mostly fear-based. A lot of people were jealous of the success that hypnosis was having throughout history. And so there were some notable people who were trying to disprove it, like Benjamin Franklin was one of them.
Really?
Yeah. Him and a couple of other people did not like the person practicing hypnosis. I think it was magnetism. And Mesmer, and it was just hilarious on how they were trying to disprove him and discredit his work, and then and then they did it successfully.
So again, it's like most things, isn't it? Whether it's, you know, alternative medicine, you know, first of all, we have to find out that somebody is actually trained in the right way, because of it, you know, I'm sure there are people who say they can do certain things, whether it's hypnosis or, you know, alternative medicines, and basically haven't been trained in the right way. So have you ever had anybody who was not able to be hypnotized, in the sense that, you know, they were open to it, but it just didn't work for them? And if so, why?
In life, there's only three types of people who can't be hypnotized. The first type of person is someone who is plastered, you know, somebody who is in that state. They can't pay attention long enough to experience hypnosis. Mm. The next person is somebody who has a IQ of 70 or less, because in this state of they can't pay attention long enough to experience the hypnosis. Mm. And the third type of person who can't be hypnotized is the people who offends the hypnotist and everybody else. They're the ones that want to prove to them, their friends, that they can't be hypnotized. And obviously with that ridiculous attitude, we kind of like, the chances are extremely remote.
that's weird, isn't it? So again, just to clarify, you or other people in your line of work do not have full control of your client when they are in this kind of hypnotic state. Is that true?
We do not have control over them. Everybody will always have the ability to get in and out of hypnosis. You just really have to look at real life for this. Like in life, we're in and out of hypnosis around 21 times a day. Like when we're driving from work to go home, the rest of the path kind of disappears. Or for some of the people who are a little bit more older and remembers the commercial pop pop fizz fizz, mm-hmm. or even with younger people, if I ask them who did Roll Up the Rim, right? Who does Roll Up the Rim?
Oh yeah, Tim Hortons.
There you go. So it's in our advertising.
I'm so fascinated by this conversation. I think that what you're doing, actually, Frank, for our listeners, you're taking away the fear factor, because I know a lot of people who say, no, hypnosis is not for me. I like to have full control of my life. I don't want to be in control of anybody else. And I guess it's like most things. There are the people who give it a bad name, and there are people like you who are so, you know, credible, you know, and it's nice that you can explain that to our listeners. So someone, you can't obviously do this kind of work virtually, can't you? Is that a stupid question?
You totally can. I can do it over on Zoom if you would like.
That's so funny. I just see lots of problems there. Let's imagine the Zoom cut out, and then let's imagine it was me and the Zoom cut out and I'm in this hypnotic state. How do I bring myself out of it if you're not around?
Well, after a while, you might be like, oh, well, I don't hear anything. So you'll just go and open up and just go on with your day.
That's funny.
It has happened a few times. So it's actually good that it's proven to yourself that you can achieve hypnosis. So all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You're the one that's doing it.
That's funny.
And so there was this one dentist who got somebody lay in his chair, and then he's like, okay, just look at this light. And he walked out and he was helping other clients and other people, and he forgot about this person. He's like, oh, I forgot this person. He runs in and the guy's just sitting, he's just staring at the light. And he had no idea what was going on. And then he just worked on him and said, you're done. And that was it.
That's funny. So on a serious note, obviously people are going to want to contact you to find out, you know, if you're a fit for them. So how can people contact you, Frank?
So on our website and in our company, we do provide a free hypnotic screening. It's about 30 to 40 minutes long. You can fill out a pop-up on our website at kitchenerhypnosis.com, or you can give me a call as well at 548-255-0073.
Wow. So it's such an interesting topic. It really, really is. Do you have other people working with you? Are you the only person at the clinic who actually does the hypnosis?
I actually belong to an organization called the Master Hypnotist Society, which has over 1,000 members. And so there is a lot of people that we go and work with. We meet up regularly, at least twice a week, to go and focus on our goals and outcomes. And if I need to go and have anybody watch over my clinic, I can trust that they can take over and just help my clients in the same way I would, because they're trained in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's wonderful. Did you find that during COVID in particular, when we were all stuck at home, more people came to you and other people in your line of work for help?
From what I've been noticing, yes, a lot of people switching to online was just as easy. It was actually an eye-opener for a lot of people in the hypnosis world, because they realized that they can still work and still be just as effective. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, if you're working from your house, right? If you're like if you're in your house, it's a little bit of comfort, you know. Mm-hmm. You're in comfort, and so you're actually a lot more relaxed. Your nervous system is relaxed.
Did you find that COVID affected a lot of people in many different ways? So they needed your kind of help or other people in your line of work?
Oh, yes. Yes. I think it is more of a need for what we do, to go and help people get back to where they want to be, or see a new possibility for themselves that they never thought previously was possible.
Mm-hmm. So just to clarify, this is a question I asked you when we were chatting a couple of weeks ago, Frank. What is the difference between you and a hypnotherapist? Just to clarify for our listeners.
Well, I mean, we really teach people self-hypnosis here. A hypnotherapist is someone who is licensed on a licensed track. So whether they're a counselor, psychologist, or psychotherapist. And if they were taught in the methods of hypnosis, they can incorporate it and call themselves a hypnotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm just the director of Kitchener Hypnosis, a consulting hypnotist.
Okay. I guess where we live in Ontario, there's something called OHIP, you know, health insurance. So are you covered for that, in the sense that if it is covered on OHIP, or if it's covered by a client's work insurance, are you the kind of business that can accept that kind of payment?
No, we don't accept any OHIP. There are some medical plans that do include a flex wellness plan, mm-hmm. which they may be able to use if their insurance has it. Mm-hmm. I urge people to go and really just focus on their outcome and seeing that, like, you know, it's better if they go and were to afford it for themselves, mm-hmm. you know, because it gives them that accountability to mm-hmm. go and follow through with what they want. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I mean, if you spent, you know, like, let's say that you bought something that was expensive or something that was going to be changing your life, you yeah. know, like, where would be the pressure if you got it for free? Where would be the pressure to go and look forward to doing something? If you're like, oh, well, you know what? Like, it was just there. You mm-hmm. know?
I understand that. I understand that. Yeah. Not everybody is actually lucky enough to have, you know, the health insurance provided by their organization. So I understand that. And yes, I mean, I know a little bit about hypnotherapy, as I mentioned to you, Frank, before, many years ago in England, way before they were, you know, out there. I also visited a hypnotherapist who came, you know, referred. And that she helped me with my anxiety and panic attacks. So I know you do that kind of thing as well, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I, you know, would say to our listeners, whether it's Frank, you know, if you think that, you know, Frank is the person for you or someone else that you know, and you need this kind of help to move on with your life or to change your life or to feel better about your life or anxiety and panic, you know, to take the step like I did and like many of Frank's clients do. So it's been a very, very interesting conversation, Frank, and I want to thank you for your time because I know you're a very busy guy. So again, you're based in Waterloo region. And what was your website address again?
KitchenerHypnosis.com.
Awesome. So people can contact you in a variety of ways. So I'm going to let you get on with your busy day, Frank, and thank you again for such an interesting conversation.
Thank you, Linda. It was a pleasure being on here.